Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we take a look at the grain trade first on Thursday, seems like we've just kind of been trading either side of unchanged. Not a whole lot of movement going on here today. What are your thoughts in this grain trade now that we have the Fed news out of the way on Wednesday?
Well, we're really fighting the results of that Fed move, a raised interest rate 75 basis points. And the bigger move than that was and the dot plot graphic that the Fed released is showing expectations for future rate hikes, which were more aggressive than what Wall Street had anticipated. And that sent the dollar exploding higher to new 20-year highs, creating some real headwinds for the commodities and raising a lot of worries about recession that could hurt demand for commodities. And we've been fighting this battle, particularly the last couple of days, between recession worries on one hand and escalating tensions in the Black Sea that might restrict or tighten supplies of grain and oil seeds going forward. And today it seems like the latter is starting to catch a little bit more momentum, more concerns about supplies. All the grain and oil seeds basically traded in the red earlier in the day on recession fears, but now they're firming up as we go through the day. We'll see how we close the day. But it's kind of a victory for the fundamentals today at this point, as concerns about tight supplies going forward seem to be winning out and worries about food shortages.
Arlen, weekly export sales for the week ending September 15th, still looking fairly weak. What are your thoughts on those weekly export numbers?
Yeah, and that strong dollar is really hurting. And with corn and soybean sales in the week ending September 15th, which is what was reported today, being the second lowest for the week of the last 25 years. So that's a significant amount of decline in purchases of corn and soybeans from our customers overseas as the dollar makes them much more expensive. So that's really hurting us right now. But that's being offset by the fact that we have crops that didn't finish well here in the United States, particularly in the western Midwest. And so we're seeing declining supplies, and we probably need to see softer exports in order to keep the balance sheet working here over the coming year. So right now, it's really not a big concern of the trade because of the expectation that small crops are getting smaller out there.
And in the livestock trade on Thursday, fairly quiet there as well, a little bit to the downside. But overall, what are your thoughts with cattle and hogs? I know export sales for beef and pork looked fairly solid on Thursday.
Yeah, particularly I saw a big sale, 6,200 metric tons of beef to China. China has really become a significant buyer of U.S. beef, one of our top export customers. That's the good news. We're also starting to see some improving pork demand to China as well. The overall pork sales number good, supported by strong business with Mexico, providing some support for the nearby contracts. The deferred still seeing some pressure from increasing supplies out there. Overall, when you look at the cattle complex, though, that's where we're starting to see some of the weakness. Box beef prices working their way lower overall. Yesterday, seeing a sharp drop in the choice cut out. And that's really weighing on this market, and particularly now as feed prices go higher, that's starting to weigh on feeder cattle demand as well.
And that's Comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon on Market Talk, we will have a conversation with David Widmar of Agricultural Economic Insights, John Sandbach, and the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. We'll get us caught up on what's happening with the sunflower crop, and we'll talk market trade with Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. It's been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.